Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, one true God, Amen. As we all know, we are in the second day of our symposium, and we are talking about the South. So I thought I would this morning talk about a petition written by one of the most prominent church fathers from the South, Ephrem the Syrian. Ephrem the Syrian was called the teacher of the universal church, Malfono Daito Kadishto, that's how in Aramaic. One of his chants that is chanted in this season of Lent resurrection, he offers the following petition. O Lord and Master of my life, take from me the spirit of sloth, faint-heartedness, lust for power, and idle talk, but give me rather the spirit of chastity, humility, patience, and love to your servants. Grant me to see my own errors and not to judge my brothers, for thou art blessed unto ages and ages. Amen. Why does this short and simple prayer occupy such an important position in this season? The answer is because it enumerates in a unique way the negative and positive elements of repentance. It tells us about the diseases that causes our spiritual death, and what are the antidotes of these diseases. The petition enumerates four negative, and then it gives us four antidotes. And in this devotional, this morning, I would like to talk briefly about these eight elements. Number one, first, Ephrem talks about the disease of sloth. And what is sloth? Another word for sloth is apathy, laziness, indifferences. It is that strange laziness and passivity of our entire being that always pushes us down rather than up. Church Father calls sloth the sin that poisons our spiritual energy at its very source. The result of sloth is faint-heartedness. It is the state of hopelessness, gloomy, low-spirited, depression, sadness. It is called despondency. Spiritual Father considers it the great danger for the soul. Faint-heartedness is the impossibility of a man to see anything good or positive. It is the reduction of everything to negativism and pessimism. It is truly a demonic power in us because the devil is fundamentally a liar. He lies to man about God and about the world. He fills life with darkness and negation. Faint-heartedness is the suicide of the soul, because when man is possessed by it, he is absolutely unable to see the light and to desire it. We call this depression or suicidal thought. Sloth, faint-heartedness fill our life with lust for power. When the spirit is afflicted with these two diseases, it controls our entire attitude toward life and making it meaningless and empty. They force us to seek compensation in a radically wrong attitude toward other person. Because if my life is not oriented toward God, not aimed at eternal value, it will inevitably become selfish and self-centered. And this means that all other beings will become mean of my own self-satisfaction. If God is not the Lord and Master of my life, then I become my own Lord and Master. and began to evaluate everything in terms of my needs, my idea, my desire, and my judgment. The lust for power is thus a fundamental wickedness in my relationship with others and the search for subordination to me. The fourth negative element that Ephraim talks about is idle talk. Of all created beings, man alone has been endowed with the gift of speech. All fathers see in this gift the seal of the divine image in man, because God Himself is revealed in word. Speech is the supreme gift, yet it is the supreme danger also. It is the mean of man self-fulfillment, and it is the reason of his fall and self-destruction. The word is the mean of truth, and it is the mean of demonic lie also. Having an ultimate positive power, it has therefore a tremendous negative power also. It is truly create negatively and positively at the same time. Therefore, we pray in Psalm 19, verses 14, may this word of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing into your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. After he enumerates these four, which he calls them the poison that kills the soul, the prayer moved to the antidotes of these four spiritual disease. And number one is chastity. Well, when we hear chastity, especially written from a monk, sometimes we hear this word, we give it a sexual connotation. However, chastity is understood as a positive counterpart of sloth. The Greek word is sophrosyne, means whole-mindedness. If sloth is the brokenness of our vision and energy, or the inability to see the whole, its opposite is wholeness. Christ restores wholeness in us, and he does so by restoring in us the true scale of values, by leading us back to God. Then we have humility. It is the victory of truth in us, the elimination of all lies in which we usually live. Humility alone is capable of truth, of seeing and accepting things as they are, and therefore of seeing God's majesty and goodness and love in everything. This is why we are told that God gives grace to the humble and resists the proud. Chastity and humility are naturally flawed by patience, which is the third antidote. The natural and fallen man is impatient. Being blind to himself, he is quick to judge and to condemn other. Having but a broken, incomplete, and distorted knowledge of everything, he measured all things by his test and his ideas. Being indifferent to everyone except himself, he wants life to be successful right here and now. So in this petition, Ephraim is asking God to give him the spirit of patience. The spirit of patience means to see the inner and ultimate reality of things. We, in our blindness, cannot see the inner reality of things. But for God, this reality opened and clear. So the closer we get to God, the more the inner reality is open in our lives. The more we are patient, and the more we grow, and the more we reflect the patience of God with others. Then the last one, he calls love, which he calls the crowns of all virtues, the agape, which comes as the gift from God. In the 7th century, a church father by the name of John Climacus, he wrote a book about Christian virtue entitled The Ladder of Divine Ascent. In the ladder, Climacus described how to uplift the believer's soul and body to God through the acquisition of virtues. Climacus used the analogy of Jacob's ladder. as the framework of his spiritual teaching. Each chapter is referred to as a step and deal with the separate spiritual subject. There are 30 steps of the ladder which correspond to the age of Jesus at his baptism and the beginning of his earthly ministry. Climacus considered the agape love the last and ultimate step in the Christian virtue. Climacus teaches us that the agape love takes its power from the cross of Christ and his resurrection that are in us and given to us as a gift in the day of our baptism. These gifts empower us to abide in the agape love. Ephrem then summarizes his petition when he prays, "Grant me to see my own errors and not to judge my brothers." So ultimately, there is one danger: pride. Pride is the source of evil, and all evil is pride. Yet it is not enough for me to see my own errors, for even this apparent virtue can be turned into pride. Spiritual writings are full of warning against the subtle form of pseudo-piety. Under the cover of humility and self-accusation, pseudo-piety can lead to a truly demonic pride. But when we see our own errors and not to judge our brothers, when chastity, humility, patience, love, but are one in us, then and only then, the ultimate enemy, which is pride, is destroyed. Ephrem ends his long petition by calling us, and I will quote from his last one, and I will end with this. This is what he said: "Let us fast, O faithful, from corrupting snares, from harmful patience, so that we acquire life from the divine cross and return with the good thief to our spiritual home. Come, O faithful, let us perform the work of God in light. Let us walk honestly as in the day. Let us rid ourselves of unjust accusation against our neighbors, so that we place no stumbling block in their way. Let us put aside the pleasure of the flesh, so that we may increase the grace of our souls. Let us give bread to those in need. Let us draw near in repentance to Christ and say, 'O Lord, have mercy on us. Amen.' And now may the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of us. Amen."